Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all, let's keep our toes. Red test. We're live on Tribe. Financial Fitness Season 1, Episode 6. Ain't nothing like taking off towards success. That's our aim. I'm Beverly Black. I'm the creator of Tribe Family Channel's Financial Fitness. And this show is hosted by yours truly and J. Elliott Howard. J. Elliott Howard has an MBA in accounting and a master's degree in mass communications studies. As a successful insurance agent, Elliott offers product lines such as general lines, life and health insurance, and is a financial services representative. You can tune in and call us at 515-605-9351 and press 1 to speak to us, or you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. Tribe Family Channel is a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand. Follow our studio. You can drop your financial questions on our studio page, which is blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. Get those questions popping. Today, we are going to have a rife discussion. Let me bring in my co-host and insurance agent, J. Elliott Howard. What's happening, my brother? How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm great now that we have made it through the gates and taken off on this flight. I am for financial fitness and for your sponsorship. You know, we've been talking a lot in the background, and I'm glad that you're here to help bring that conversation to the foreground. So I know you're ready. What's new on your agenda before we even get started? What's going on with you?
Okay.
How's your week going?
It's going great. Yeah. You know, so everybody knows, every Wednesday, besides being a co-host with you, I'm also a co-host with another great guy who hopefully I will, you know, one day I'm going to have the two of y'all meet, Brian Henderson. And we do a show called This Podcast is None of Those Things. And we released the new show on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts today and focus on how we can fix sports. Yes, that was the topic.
Wow.
And so it's the first part of a multi-part series. And today's episode talks about basketball and golf. And I will say that because even though I am a financial guy and I know that it's a thing for people to play golf that do that thing in the white collar arena, golfing was never my thing. And there are things in this world that I would rather do than watch it. Not only do I not play it, I can't even sit still long enough to watch it. And as I've gotten older, you know, the whole marathon session just is not going to. It's just no. You got an hour to impress me. That's the reason why, like, NBA and NFL barely make it in because they're like only 48 minutes, so they got 12 minutes to spare. You go over an hour, you better be a movie, and you better be a really good movie. Because I walked out of movies that I spent money on because it's just taking too long to get to the point.
Well,
that's
Let me say something before you leave golf. Because you're in Texas, we want to send our thoughts and prayers to the victims that perished in the crash that was, a vehicle with golf players, golf coach, and some golf players on the high school level, I believe it was,
yes,
or on the collegiate level. So we definitely, because you're in Texas and you bring up golf, I have to say, let's give a moment of silence.
Yes, I agree.
Financial Fitness with J. Elliott Howard, being in touch with Pete on his show, talking about golf and talking about football. And did you talk about the salaries and the, you know, what was the discussion?
The discussion was really like, what could we, the focus on, like, what could, and like I said, the episode that got released today was NBA and golf. What can be done to actually make them more entertaining, or get the person that's on the fence of whether or not they're going to be a fan or not, and bring them, draw them in? And also we talk about like how, and also talk about like how like those sports might have lost people or lost the, you know, because we had a special guest, Alan Gonzalez, who was there, like, and so we had, it was a three-way conversation, and it's just something that you, it's just a good thing that you, it's something that that is be wildly entertaining, and it's a good 180 from what we do here on this wonderful show, this Financial Fitness, because we're talking about serious and heavy, important stuff. Sports,
although
it's entertaining,
I mean,
and it's good to have that balance. And so it's like, if you want to see, like, you know, folks let their hair down, that show is definitely what you want to listen to, because you might agree with us, you might disagree with us. We definitely disagree with each other. I will say that my co-host Brian is an avid golfer, so like, golf to him is like macaroni and cheese to the Nutty Professor's family and the Nutty Professor, you know, like at the buffet, you know, it's gone, right? Like, me on the other hand, me on the other hand, is like the proverbial joke. Like, the only reason why the dog, you know, will lick it is because there was a pork chop attached to it. That's like, it's just not happening. Not happening. But all that being said, though, today also was another fun thing, because I began filming my second movie that I will have been in, called White Gloves. And a new director. I was in Avender, and it was a nice, strong sister by the name of Crystal Bolden, who was the director of that.
Didn't you play a coroner? See, I already knew it.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember.
Yeah,
that
exactly. I worked there. Yeah, I analyzed dead people. Yeah.
Well,
and
you look so good in the white doctor's smock. I mean, you were believable. You know, you almost, when you think about it, I can't think of his name. The famous neurologist.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What? Ben Carson?
Yes.
The difference between me and Ben Carson, you couldn't talk to me on that stage the way Donald Trump talked to Ben Carson, and Ben Carson and Dr. Trump, and Dr. Trump, if he was ever, and Donald, like, Donald, if that was me versus him, oh no. I still would have been polite, but he would have been checked all the way back to his great grandfather, because that is just that here. Let's see. And the thing is, Ben Carson is from Detroit. He's from Detroit. I was expecting him to bring it. He didn't come with it. He didn't represent Detroit at all. Because I know people from Detroit. My great grandfather died in Detroit, like, of natural causes. He was old. But I'm just saying, though, I mean, like, that's where we – but
Detroit,
that's it, but,
basically, you know Detroit. If your great,
yes,
you
I do. I grew up. I grew up. My
great
grandfather, and I grew up in Findlay, Ohio, which is like an hour and a half away from Detroit. So It was like we're going to Detroit, like you, and to get to Canada. I mean, you just go through Detroit to get to Canada. That was just how it was. So
wow.
So, all that being said, though, I do appreciate
the movie. You celebrated a movie.
Today was like Here's the thing though. I actually am playing the villain. And
but let me tell our listening audience something for a minute. This may not make sense to you because we're on financial fitness, but let me tell you something. This man is the epitome of seven streams of income. So he's over on that podcast. He's over on this broadcast. He's talking about his second movie. He's working on his third book. And did I not mention that he has an MBA, MBA in accounting and a master's degree in mass communication studies? So back to financial fitness and your additional stream income. Go ahead on, J. Elliott Howard. Do your thing.
Okay. So the name of the movie is called White Gloves, and I do play the villain. And the villain is the director is Daryl Hershey, and so it's kind of fun. I get to work with a new director, but I will be working. And for the record, I will be working with Crystal Bolden again because Amazon asked for Crystal to reprise the movie Avender into a feature film. And so I'll be doing my role again as a coroner, and that all begins in the end of the summer, by around August or such. That's the target date to begin filming. But before that,
Let me ask you this before you go on with this hookup that you have. Y'all should do a quick run to Vegas. You see, have one of the people in the film do a trip to, or go on a road trip to Vegas, and all y'all need is a nightlife scene, okay, having a wild time, and then cut back to, you know, the flight home, and then I can be in your movie.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that'd be perfect. I mean, like, you know, I can see it now. I was like, we could do it. I'll talk to Dara about it. We could do it kind of like how on Star Trek Picard, right? You know, like there's a relationship between Picard and Guinan, who was played by Whoopi Goldberg, and that was always one of my favorite roles that she ever did. We could have that type of like relationship in the movie, right? And
look,
so because Guinan's like all
some live dialogue for look. If I can count as an additional stream of income, I'll go so far as to go get live dialogue right here out of Vegas. But listen, so it sounds like things are going amazing for you. I know our listeners are excited to find out what we're going to discuss, but I want to just tell you that it's going great for me as well. It's always meeting new people. I spoke to someone that actually knows you that you connected me to today, and you know, really having an exciting time getting ready for some additional activities that's going to take me back to California next week. So on financial fitness, thank you. With Marshall Thompson of the Shy Lights being Snoop Dogg's godfather, there's a concert coming up, and there's going to be a lot of people there, the Isleys, the Intruders, the Shy Lights, I think the Persuasions, and the a plethora of the soul groups. So I'm just like chilling like a villain and getting ready for that. But I want to say to you that on the financial fitness topic, we have been discussing my own insurance policy through General Lines Life and Health Insurance and what you have been able to carve out for me in terms of what I do as a retiree. I'm a layperson for all of you out there listening. I am the layperson in this equation. Even though I'm on the radio and I'm the publisher of Gumbel for the Soul Publications, I'm the layperson in the financial equation. And so I look for J. Elliott Howard's guidance in how I can be better covered when it comes to what I do and my own insurance coverage. And Elliott, you were phenomenal. Put me on with your coworker. We hashed out and worked out what my profile is pictured as, what numbers that I'm comfortable with working with. And it has really been a streamlined process. I encourage everyone to make sure that they connect with you. We're going to shout out your information before we take a commercial break. But one of the things that I want to give a testament about is that this is a streamlined process, ladies and gentlemen. And ever since Kickstarter and GoFundMe and raise money here, there, and everywhere and online, hello, we have seemed to have forgotten about that one thing, insurance coverage. For anything that could possibly go wrong. And I made a post on social media that we needed to normalize getting ourselves together and financially fit, because GoFundMe funerals is not a secure way of going about how we plan to leave here or how we plan to pass on our legacy, which is what you enlightened me about. Beverly, hey, you're creating all of this, but what is going to happen to it come the next generation? And that hit home, Elliott. It hit home. So, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this contact information. Grab yourself a $50,000 policy or a $100,000 policy and cover your business, your home, your life, and everything. And secure it to where, guess what, you can even go up to $1 million. Believe in yourself. Go all the way. But and I won't put a limit on it. I won't say up to. But listen, we're talking about legacy protection and passing it on and using what? Using it while we're here. Elliott will explain living coverage, not waiting until we're buried, not waiting until we're dead and time for burial. So I want you to explain to our listening audience living coverage benefits, because my testimony is the application process was smooth. We did it over the phone, and then I was emailed the document to review and sign. Easy. Okay? Easier than creating a GoFundMe fundraiser and trying to let people know what my plight is. I'm being proactive. Right. I don't have a plight right now. Hallelujah. Okay? Living coverage. Covering Tri-Family Channel, Gumbel for the Soul International, Gumbel for the Soul Series Anthologies Publications, two properties that are in the Lake Shasta, or excuse me, Mount Shasta area. I own almost an acre of land. So these are elements of my legacy listeners. So I'm going to give it over to Elliott, and he is going to take us through how to reach him after he explains the lines of insurance. One last thing. I had such a simplified exam because I am taking out enough coverage to merit such that they want to make sure I'm good, and I appreciate the attention because I'm able to see their the depth of how this coverage goes. That, again, Elliott, was a piece of cake. I had the option of going to their offices, but guess what? Elliott sent somebody to me. What? Who does that? Elliott, tell me what you're working with.
Let's just want to make sure you're taken care of. You said you weren't. You told me what you were comfortable with, how you wanted to get done, and make sure that, you know, because I told you, you know, you've heard me talk about the years, meeting the needs of the people that are around me. So I couldn't talk about it and did not do it.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, you did do it, and you, the one thing about you is that you definitely walk your talk. So what types of General Lines life and health insurance can you offer to our listeners? First, giving us the states that you're currently active in, and I know that you have a long list of states that you have already qualified to work within. So all our listeners have to do is which state specifically you want to activate that license in. Like we said earlier, you're in Texas. I'm in Las Vegas. What did we do? You went and looked back at all of your applications, hit that button, and made sure that, what, Las Vegas, Nevada was active. And that only took, like, what, 2 days to process?
Roughly.
On the end of my coverage, too.
See, and each state is different, but, you know, because, look, Nevada is nothing like Ohio. Believe me, Ohio is not as fun. For those people that didn't, that were mad at LeBron James for leaving, didn't understand, like, you're not from Ohio. We all left.
Uh-oh.
I was like,
well,
but that's all. That's
what we expect from you.
Well, I mean, okay. Well, there's basically, it comes down to there's permanent and there's temporary. And I'm going as simple with it as it, because within the whole life arena, there's a very deep, like, dive. I mean, there's different, because there's whole life policies that operate like a term. I mean, because there's no cash value and there's no, I mean, it's just a straight, like, a face amount and that's it. Then there's some that gain cash value just by the time, because of the time value of money. There aren't any dividends associated with it for the growth, but it just gains value, increases its value and worth over time as you're paying, not just as you're paying in, but because of the interest attached to it. Then you got the type of whole life policy that actually has dividends that you can grow. So you hear the word dividends, it's kind of like an investment, right? Because there is an investment account to it, attached to it. So on top of the cash value that, like the previous home loans policy I talked about, there's that actually grows like in investment value as well. So, and those you can borrow from the cash value from the dividends that grew in it, besides borrowing from the face amount. But permanent whole life policy you can borrow from, and then you just when you borrow from it, you're just borrowing from yourself. So it's like it's like a savings account, but it's not a savings account. You know what I mean? So,
right.
So a savings account, you put your money in a savings account, right? So you need to storage a little bit. You go to your savings account in the bank, and then that's where that money was for safekeeping, right? Well, with the having a whole life policy means that, you know, because I believe in the perfect setup. I think for somebody is you have your bank account, you have your checking, you do have a saving for the rainy day and all that, you know, you save like 6 months in case something gets, you know, real, and life can get real sometimes, right? But you have that in there, right? And just keep on putting a little bit into savings, right? And then you have yourself, there's different types of investment vehicles, but because that involves stocks and bonds and stuff with the SEC, because I still don't have my securities license yet, I can't really, legally, I'm not allowed to talk about that. But just to say that there are some investment vehicles that my company does, and that's the reason why I have a team. My full team, like I brought my colleague who actually is a investment broker. So he works with the SEC, and if Beverly wanted to do some investments from annuities to doing stuff with stocks and bonds, mutual funds and all that, he can do that. He can have that discussion, and he will definitely take care of her really, really well if that's what she wanted to do, right? But you have a little bit of something if you want to. But you definitely have yourself a life insurance policy. I prefer like a whole life. You always definitely want to have a permanent one. Because that's with you for life. And the difference between a permanent policy as opposed to a term policy is that as long as you pay your premium, the premium will never increase for the life of the policy. So as long as you're living and you're paying that premium or you've paid it all off, whatever, it doesn't matter. Like that price is not going to change. So unlike, you know, we have car insurance, right? And car insurance is a version of term insurance, really, because, I mean, the only difference is that, like, it's not dealing with the human body, so it's not the age of the human body that's going to affect the cost. But having car insurance, haven't you ever noticed that when you got your car insurance and finally that year is up, that the price of having that car insurance goes up? Each year for car insurance is a term. Every year in that car insurance is a term. You got a full year term, a whole year, 365 days. And when that day is up, when that year is up, it will go up. Yes, they got you, like, they saved you money compared to everybody else in that first year. And then the second year, it went up. And then the year after that, it went up. And the year after that, it went up. Because it's just term. Even if property and casualty, but it operates like exactly like a term. A term policy that Beverly got, we'll just say, you know, so we'll use an example, 21-year-old Beverly Black gets a term policy at 21 years of age. We'll say I'm rewinding the clock. But you know, I've seen your pictures. You look like you're 21 anyway. So let's just rewind the clock. Let's just go back. Let's go back, way back, back into time. Okay. So let's say that. So Beverly Black won a $30,000 policy, right? And for 20 years. So she was forward thinking enough that she said, let me just have this for 20 years, right? And so 20 years later, she's paid all that money every month. She was consistent on her premium, never was lapsing, anything like that, right? And after 20 years, she decides that, you know, she's going to have to renew it, right? But the price of the premium for the same amount of coverage is going to go up because she's 20 years older than what she was when she first got the policy. Even if she was able to renew the same policy and skip any of the, you know, physical exams and all that, because it's not new, she just renewed that policy. And there are term policies that you can just, it's odd set up for automatic renew. But the premium is still going to go up because of the fact that you're older now than you were when you first got it, okay? Because insurance takes into account mortality. And even though we know that there are young folk that die every day, it's like, it's still a general rule of thumb. Likelihood of someone dying increases as they get older. That's just how it works. All right. So that's how that whole thing comes into play. So you 20 years older, the price is going to go up for the same amount of coverage. That's how that works. So that's why then, and I've urged plenty of people that are in their 20s and 30s, get you a whole life policy, lock it down, rip the knob off, and be done with it. Because, you know, you can, and like with our with my company, you have options on how you pay the whole life policy. You can go for whole life, you know, up to 100. You know, this is like basically, I mean, even if you live past 100, I mean, you know, it's still like you're done at 100 anyway, right? So you got that, or you can, but if you take and we've talked my colleague and I have talked about it. You know, some people they like that. I mean, generally speaking, when you're paying for that long, the premium actually is less when you're paying up to 100. All right, but the problem is, as with, it's not really a problem if you don't mind it. You don't mind it because you got to, believe me, there's no shame in this. It's just like you got to go with what your budget tells you, okay? And a good insurance agent is not going to leave you insurance poor. There have been plenty of there have been plenty of people that I have worked with that they wanted that $100,000 policy, right? And, you know, and we calculated all of, you know, like we did with you. We, you know, went through what all that they had, where the money's going, doing all of that, right? And the premium was just like, even Stevie Wonder could see, these people are going to be struggling trying to pay this premium, right? All right, so it was like, then have that real discussion that, okay, are you sure you really need it like this? Because, like, you're not going to have room for paying all these other bills that you got. And we don't want you, like, to sign. You know, the bad thing was then to sign you to a policy that you can't afford. If you realize it after a month, because that's when you have to pay for it, then that sticker, that secondary sticker shock comes in because, like, realize that, oh, my God, I can't do this. And so then you cancel it, and you're even, like, a month older, and pray to God that nothing happens in that month, right, that would affect you getting evaluated for another policy that would, you know, and all those types of things, right? So it would be better to just get you one that actually is within your budget, and there are.
You know, right,
anyway,
exactly.
Because a real life insurance, a real good one, is going to work with you, and it's going to take consideration everything. But you also, as a customer, and this is what made Beverly Black really, really good as a potential client, is the fact that she was honest from the beginning, okay? And we didn't have to really do a whole lot of hunting and fact-fighting. It's if you've been following the show, and if you haven't, go back and listen to the links of the older recordings that we've done for the last, like, 6 weeks. We had talked about at the very beginning about the fact of equating finance and financial experts to, like, medical doctors, right? It does you no good to lie to your doctor when you go in to see the doctor, right? Right. I mean, let's face it. We know, and we all know people that are like this, right? They go into the doctor, and they don't want to go to see the doctor, right? Even though the doctor's not doing anything to harm them, right? They go in to see the doctor, and the doctor is going to run some tests, right? And the report that comes from the test is the report that comes from the test. The doctor doesn't control it. That's the state of your body at the time you're walking into the doctor's office. The doctor is doing his or her job. That's what you're trusting them to know what they're doing. They have to go through not just school. They got to go through certifications and licensing, just like me, like any other financial expert, right? Okay, so and if they don't do their job well, do it right and ethically, it's not just you that will come after them or your family if they really screw that bad. Okay, but the federal government, the local government, the state government, because there's licenses everybody got to carry, right? So it does them no benefit at all to live. But on the other side, though, you delay the type of treatment that you might need by not being honest and forthright from the beginning. On the other side, if you go and you find out that you had that there's nothing wrong with you, and you get that sigh of relief. There's nothing like a good sigh of relief when you go see the doctor and that it says you're perfectly okay.
Well,
you got nothing to worry about.
Now, let me say this, because I really appreciate giving testimony to my testimony and having someone, an expert such as yourself, for this journey. Now, one, it is the actual fact stated by J. Elliott Howard, ladies and gentlemen, that I took out a $30,000 policy. That is exactly what I went for. And the reason why we're making it transparent is because we employ you to do the same, because we cannot afford not to have any coverage for ourselves. We can't afford to keep looking at GoFundMe fundraisers and families in distress because we don't have coverage. I'm 62 years old. I'm going on 63. I had a different policy, and guess what? The company that I'm going with for the $30K with J. Elliott Howard as my insurance agent, they didn't even on the other policy negatively. They didn't try to sway me away from it. They gave me the facts, okay? They gave me the facts, and they let me determine what was the best fit? They answered my questions very professionally, very transparently. And guess what? I have both policies, my existing insurance policy for $10,000. Well, that's burial. Okay, but we're talking about me being here. I'm 62. I'm in good health. In 20 years, I'll be 82. My mother lived to be 82. My father lived to be 78. Longevity and health is in my family as far as I'm concerned, and I'm a forerunner carrying the torch. My children shall have a life of divine destiny and longevity. So with that being spoken over us a week on auto pay. Okay, now Elliot described the dynamics to not paying for your policy and the excuses that we have. Oh, yes, I'm going to keep it real. I'm the layperson in this equation. He just said it very eloquently and professionally, but I'm going to let you have it. Okay, we buy everything else. So the fact that we will not say that we can commit to an insurance policy to cover ourselves is reprehensible. Okay, so my policy is just some change over $25 a week. If I can't come up with $25 a week, come hell or high water, even though I have a fixed income that is secure and regular, that my payments will be automatically paid out of. But guess what? Even if that wasn't the case, we come up with everything else. We come up with Gucci, Gucci nails, hair, makeup. We're everywhere spending everything. We're everywhere spending everything on everything, okay? And not $1 comes back into the community that represents and looks like me. So I'm talking to you, not specifically. Elliot is talking to all of you in any state. No demographics, just anybody that is willing to what? Wake up to the fact that we are in pursuit of financial fitness. And we will be right back after these messages.
I know building a website can be intimidating, but you need a place where your audience can connect with you. Instead of fighting with technology, try the easiest, most flexible website builder available. With templates for all types of websites, ranging from landing pages to e-commerce, Urban Book Editor's platform makes creating an author website quick and easy. Just add a section, upload your photos and videos, type your text, and you're in business. It couldn't be easier. And if you sign up for an annual plan, you can get 10% off the first year. Just use discount code FIRST YEAR. That's 1-STYEAR. The number 1-STYEAR in all caps. Take advantage of the 14-day free trial. No credit card is needed. Visit urbanbookeditor.com and select Create Your Author Website from the menu bar at the top of the page. No more struggling with technology. No more paying a small fortune to developers. Create beautiful websites without learning to code. Spend more time writing and less time worrying about your website. Just go to urbanbookeditor.com and select Create Your Author Website. You'll see how easy it is to build a great website to showcase your work. Go to urbanbookeditor.com and select Create Your Author Website today.
Ever wanted to get away from it all? Maybe an inexpensive honeymoon, or even a second honeymoon, or just a mini vacation for the two of you? Now you can. You can go to the Shalites home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Chalice Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Chalice at the Chalice Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
Welcome back live on Tribe Family Channel Financial Fitness, hosted by yours truly, Beverly Black, CEO of Gumbo for Soul International and Tribe Family Channel, co-hosted by J. Elliott Howard, MBA accounting and master's degree holder in mass communications, insurance agent, author, poet, podcaster. Elliott, excuse me, thank you so much. And I want to remind everyone that Dream Castle Villa is on Vrbo. And in August, we're hoping August 2023, we're hoping to host our very first annual Gumbo for the Soul International and Gumbo for the Soul Publications Writers Retreat. It will be put on the Dream Castle Villa website this June 2022. I'll keep you posted, and be sure to log on to all social media for updates. I am available at facebook.com/gumbo for the soul. Also on facebook.com/tribe family channel. Tribe Family Channel is a Gumbo for the Soul International family brand. So be sure to visit gumbofortheSoulInternational.com and look out for our calls for submissions. We have 4 books underway. Gumbo for the Soul, Women of Honor, the second edition with the foreword by Dr. Yvonne Sion, who happens to also be Dave Chappelle's mother. We have Gumbo for the Soul, Men of Honor. Is not, the foreword hasn't been penned yet, but however, Marvin Winans Jr. may come back. We don't know. He is definitely on the first edition. He sponsored that edition. And we're looking for writers, sponsors, and many more people that can speak to health and wellness, because that is our advocacy. We also have Suicide is Not the Answer and Called to Serve. If you are an essential worker, policeman, fireman, doctor, lawyer, someone that believes in public service, military, get in touch with us, please, for Called to Serve. Now I'm back to Financial Fitness with J. Elliott Howard. J. Elliott Howard, my brother, listen, where we left off talking about me having my insurance on auto pay, and I'm so blessed to be able to testify that I'm on the last leg of providing the information that is needed for the full qualification for my 30K life insurance and equities policy. I say equities, ladies and gentlemen, because I'll be able to draw from this policy. And if that's not equitable, I don't know what is. So now, J. Elliott Howard, you know, we're talking about life and longevity, and 20 years added to my age would put me right around the age of where my mother was called home.
Hold on. We know you're gonna last like another 100. So let's like not. We're not doing 20. We don't. To quote the immortal Black Panther, we don't do that here. Not when it comes to you.
You know what? And we don't do that here, because that's what I want to attest to, is that even though you know, my parents were called home at those ages, what I aspire to is to outlive their legacy and to be able to pass on a legacy in my lifetime through the living benefits
that I am receiving or set to receive through General Lines Life and Health Insurance. And so I'm really happy about that because it gives me, you know, I take pride in taking care of myself, in eating right, in exercising. I'm 62 going on 32. So when I become 63, I'll be what? 36. Y'all don't know who y'all messing with. So I'm speaking life and longevity over myself, and in all seriousness and honesty, because I am an advocate for health and wellness and eating right and taking care of ourselves and having a healthy baseline, this is what attracts me so much to this type of policy, because we're not talking about, oh, when I die, you know, this is going to pay for the funeral. That's not what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. There are people online that have farms, my people, our people, people that look like me, that I want to know, is your legacy covered for your generation, for the generation after you? See, this is legacy building. Financial fitness is about doing the heavy lifting to talk about legacy building. Notice we are not talking about burial. Notice that, ladies and gentlemen, and let's get financially fit and on purpose. Because guess what? Gas prices going up, interest rates are rising. That means that the cost of living is going to go up. Now, if the cost of living is going to go up, what if it continues going up and I don't need to draw on this policy that I have through you in the next 15 years when it tanks around here, okay? It's not based and predicated upon the stock market fluctuating or a volatile economy or whether we're at war and subject to what? To what's that term? Tell me, what's that term in the 40s when it was wartime? What's that term? It's a term for it when the country is in poor destitute.
Oh, depression.
Come on now. This policy is not predicated on the volatile up and rise and fall of the stock market or the war times that we, if you have any foresight, you better see. Are we entering into World War III? Ladies and gentlemen, I got news for you. We are in World War III, okay? Okay. Right. So let's look forward. Go ahead.
Well, let me go ahead and provide this little example, in a real-time example. You know, we all know the story about the Canadian truckers that were, protesting and all that, right?
Cut it down.
Yeah. And so what the Canadian government did was that they seized the bank accounts in order to force those truckers back into getting to work, right? Well, the reality is if they had life insurance, they could have borrowed, they could seize the bank account all they want to. They could borrow for the life insurance policy.
Tomorrow, you're preaching.
On the American side of things, the equivalent type of situation, you could borrow from the life insurance policy and have that pay the bills while you're trying to do whatever strike you're trying to do. And you know, there are noble strikes and noble protests out there, right? Okay, so this is like what my advice in the situation is apolitical. I'm not on either side of the coin. But if you're going to
But let's say this. Let's say this for our listeners right quick, if I can interject. The marching orders come from the streets. It's not about being political. It's about watching the movement of the streets. And when you talk about shutting down a Canadian border, oh, they lost all types of money. Oh, yes, best believe their gross domestic product slumped. They lost all types of money as a Canadian country, but guess what? The truckers could have kept up their protest and advocacy by drawing out of their policy, their equity, their equitable benefits, their equitable policy benefits. Now, if you have a nest egg that you can look back on in your rear view, that'll perpetuate you forward in a heartbeat. But let's talk about seven streams of income, because we're getting ready to get off of the air soon. And Elliot, you have, you're a writer, a poet. We definitely got to have you come on April 1st, Spit, Spoken Poets Intellectualizing. But the thing with it is that we're talking about a financial advantage. It just happens to also be associated with a life insurance, life and health insurance policy. So you can have a healthy baseline like I have, aspire higher, and continue to, and not even, you know, saying, oh, everyone has to be in the best of health. What we have all been awakened to is that we are not in the best of health. You know, COVID-19 revealed everything. You know, I'm out here walking more, you know, looking at my diet better, you know, so maybe I'm not in, you know, Jack LaLanne health, but I'm in a well enough healthy baseline to be able to say what I'm saying here and to be able to go forward with the business at hand with the policy that you have and to advocate for better health so that we can, what, have a living policy, undergird ourselves, seven streams of income. Guess what a living policy can do? It's money that you can draw upon. Okay, so guess what? Right. You got boo-boo in college right now. No, you got boo-boo in the playpen right now that in 20 years will be going to college. You can already see that boo-boo is musically inclined. Well, guess what? In 20 years before boo-boo leaves that college campus, you can pull out of this equity and get boo-boo started on his way to a entrepreneur because what? It continues the legacy. Now, let's talk about continuing the legacy. We're going to have final thoughts and words from you, Elliot, to recap about some of the thoughts that you have that co-align with the points that I just made, because you're going to have the final words so that you can tie in everything that can benefit our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say the first thoughts on my mind is, like, she's actually in better health than Jack LaLanne, y'all. Let me just go ahead and put that right there. So that's a compliment. All right, take it and run with it. Okay? it is about life and legacy. I speak from a fact of a place where look, my family has air property. You know, I know that and my dad's side of the family, we almost lost our heir property because that was spread amongst several heirs. You know, it's like you pass things down and you increase the number of heirs that are responsible. Everybody thinks that something's going on and then only realize that nothing was going on. And bills weren't getting paid. And if you don't make the proper payments as of anything else, the government can seize your property. Having property and casualties insurance, even though it is important because that's how property gets repaired, but property getting repaired is not the bills that maintains the property, keeps the property inside the family. It's making sure that the bills, like the taxes and everything else, right, that goes into it. So you have a life insurance policy that you know, this is the only time I'm really going to talk about a final expense in this regard, in the event that you pass away. And that pays off the bills. Like, even if, like, we can say, hypothetically speaking, the property is paid off, right? So it's still, so it's now yours. But we know in this country that, but we know that in this country that even if the property is yours, you're still getting taxed for that property. You never pay the property tax every year, right? Okay, so you can put that money aside and let it grow in an investment or in a savings account. And when it comes around at time of year to pay the taxes, you just take the money out of the bank account, write your cut your check to the government to pay the taxes. Boom.
It's secure. Want that.
Okay? So because I do know that too. I'm saying this because I do know some people have already paid off their property. Congratulations to you. still,
congratulations.
Like, understand? Okay, but still have that mortgage protection in the future, for the future in the sense of like, okay, so you do pass away, you can set that, that money can just go directly into a trust and go directly into a savings account and go to anywhere that that it can hold and then grow. And then when it comes time to annually put the make the bill payments for the property, anything concerning that property, you can just pull from that and you're done. So then that's one area. And the fun thing about financing and accounting for your money is making sure that all the bills are paid. We all should have a spreadsheet where, like, we know what the permanent bills are. Every year, year in and year out, this is what has to get paid,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that money that you've set aside, you got because if you're an heir and your family members set aside money like that through having a life insurance policy, investment, something like that, then you just go ahead. That's then the permanent bills for the property that you have, you just check those off year after year. You just pull the withdrawal, that gain, and pay off and pay off and pay off. And if you don't have that, and this is going to be the first run at doing such a thing, then you have the life insurance policy that you can use that can pay out for that. And once it's paid out, you just put it right, you know, roll that money right into, like I said, savings, a Roth IRA, or something that you can – I would split it between an investment vehicle that can grow over time and then also in your bank account, part of it into a bank account that can actually, like, if you need to use it immediately to pay bills, then you don't have to withdraw from the other retirement accounts, because once you withdraw, you might have to pay a penalty for it if you're younger than 59 and a half, right? But stuff that you might need immediately – then you have that into the bank account, but the rest of it, put it into – also, you can take that money, put it into another life insurance policy, right? And then you're set with that, and then that will – that withdrawal from that life insurance policy comes out tax-free, see?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and there's
wow,
no penalty.
Wow,
that's a, that's
wow.
A, that's
you
the
know.
Benefit of the life insurance policy. Because, see, that and honestly, that's – from a life insurance perspective, that's exactly what I would do. Okay, so if I don't necessarily need the money and I don't necessarily, quote-unquote, need a life insurance, then but I do want to have that money set aside in a policy that I could just withdraw from to pay whatever bills I want to, but don't have to worry about putting into the process of putting into a bank account and put it into another life insurance policy. Open up a policy for it.
You know
put
what?
That money in there, and then you know, pay it off in one fell swoop. So that's all in there, right? So then let it grow. Get you a whole life policy that grows also with cash dividend, right? And then whenever other bills come in that are permanent, withdraw from that life insurance policy, right? Like a bank account, but it's not a bank account. It is just from the life insurance policy. No, withdrawal will be tax-free. So there you go.
I want you to stop right there, because you know what? You done dropped something that feels like it weighs like the Hope diamond up in here, okay? I swear. you just dropped a look. And I mean, this, the strategy that just unfolded, ladies and gentlemen, from J. Elliot Howard on Financial Fitness. We're doing a part two to this, just that right there on March 23rd, okay, on March 23rd, our next show. And by then, I will have completed the last step of this amazing financial profile. You're listening to Financial Fitness, co-hosted by yours truly, Beverly Black and J. Elliot Howard. Now, Elliot, with the last few minutes that we have left, and I'm going back and listen to this show on blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. But guess what? I might even fast forward to the last 20 minutes where you just drop the mother load on us, okay? We and I promise you, because the next show is going to be an extension of this show, because you reminded me, and this is an area that I highly encourage everyone to get in touch with J. Elliot Howard about.
I am in the process of making my niece my beneficiary of the policy that I have in process now through my agent, J. Elliott Howard. And guess what? You heard all the stuff that he just rattled off? You know I'm going back to listen to that, right? I have 4 kids, 3 grandkids. I'm a nana of a niece whose mother is no longer with us. And there are so many things, plethora of family members, business entities that deserve what you just ran down right there. I'm talking about undergirding and protecting what is ours because we are building a legacy. Join Financial Fitness on Blog Talk Radio. J. Elliott Howard, I'm going to let them know how they can get in touch with me, but more importantly, how can they get in touch with you?
Okay, well, right off the bat, let me just tell you, I officially have licenses in Texas, of course, Louisiana, Nevada, and California. And if you want, and I have customers already talking to me about doing some stuff with them in Georgia and stuff like that. So I am in the process of beginning the process soon about getting my licenses in Georgia and other states. If you are in a state if you're not in Louisiana, Texas, Nevada, California, but you want me to be your life insurance agent, just let me know. Contact me at 281-661-3919. That goes directly to my office desk, okay? I will take that specifically, all right? Or if you want to email me, go to ELLIOT.HOWARD@WSLIFE.com. That's my email address. You can email me directly, okay? Or if you are in Houston.
Say that one more time. Say that one more time.
Okay, my email address is ELLIOT.HOWARD@WSLIFE.com. Okay, you can email me directly or you can call me at 281-661-3919. That phone call goes directly to me at my desk. And I can check my messages even if I'm not in the office, I still check my messages and I'll give you a call. And we'll have that conversation, all right? And
now, we might have to go into overtime over here because, Elliott, I'm sorry. I got to let our listeners know there is no one that you know of that you can call and have that conversation. You can email and say, hey, Elliott, when you get a chance, when you get out of your office and on your own time, can we have an extensive conversation? Because I got all kinds of questions that it might go into overtime. Can we have that conversation while you're on? But can you help me fill out my application? Elliott, do you have references in your area, in my area? I mean, who does that where you're hands-on with the insurance agent? I'm not talking about back in the day with our parents where the insurance man is coming and, you looking out the window because you're doing the dishes and you telling mama or daddy the insurance man just pulled up and they already got the check made out, the money on the thing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in this day and age, you calling somebody? You're lucky if you can log on to an area that even has a phone number, okay? You can get access to their chat. Okay, and hope that they even call you. So this man right here, not only is he available, you can email him. You can even catch up with him on Financial Fitness. Now, who does that? Y'all better try to get on board. And I'm going to continue to testify about how the process is going for me. So far, I've submitted to the application process. Oh, my goodness, it was so smooth, and I was able to meet your coworker, and I could even listen to the synergy that the two of you had working while I answered the easy, streamlined questions. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to study to answer the questions. You already know about yourself. All you have to do is answer the questions. They're simple. Once you have defined what it is that you need based upon what you have and what you're trying to cover, Then let the magic begin, and you're on your way to what? Financial. Now be sure to tune in for another episode right here on the same Tribe Family channel and number 515-605-9351, blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul, facebook.com/Tribe Family Channel, on Twitter at Tribe Family US, and I am Beverly Black. I am the CEO of Gumbo for the Soul Publications at Gumbo for the Soul International, the home of Tribe Family Channel and our Gumbo for the Soul book anthology series. Speaking of books, oh my, J. Elliot Howard is a phenomenal author poet, and you definitely want to tap into that other side. And he's also the podcaster with a few other brothers. Yes, he told me all about it. A queen has been listening to what's going on with him on his podcast. None of those things. Is that the right title?
This is called This Podcast is None of Those Things. And you can follow
this
us on...
This podcast is None of Those Things.
You can follow us on... Facebook, but that's the name of the Facebook page. That's also the name of our YouTube channel. This podcast is none of those things. And you can follow us on Instagram at this.those. And so, like, you know, and there's also a way to actually, you know, contact me directly if that's what you want to do. If you want to stay on the business side of things, of course, the Millennial Money, the legendary Millennial Money Management Facebook page is still up. And that's where information and advertising for financial fitness is actually found. And so, from me, it's like I just, you know, anything that gets, I put up on Elliot Howard on Instagram, because I do have my own Instagram page, J. Elliot Howard on Instagram, okay, that I post there. It also goes to Millennium Money Management. That's where you all knew me and Beverly Black teaming up once before, and because we're doing it now, just kept that thing rolling.
Yes, we did. And so, those shows, actually, for the lack of space on our network, I found out that those shows rolled off with a few other shows that we had, making room for the bandwidth that we're currently on.
Mm-hmm. And we're making a big difference, because we last week, we shook the tree of Facebook, that we ended up being in a Facebook jail, like advising people on what to do properly with their finances. When you get in trouble for doing, look, okay, then I'm following we are following the lane of John Lewis. That's good trouble.
I'm glad you brought that up.
So. Yes, we're a little rebellious, and because the fact is there's more ways of actually managing your finances productively that takes you out of the system, and it's a more ownership that you take into what
mm-hmm.
you do and how you do it, and understand
mm-hmm.
how to play. I mean, play the game. Then once you understand the rules, regardless if you're playing chess or you're playing checkers, or you're playing basketball, or you're playing football, you got to understand the field of play that you're in. Learn the rules, and then operate within the rules to become the success that you need to be, that you desire to be. It's really just all on you. You got to be honest. You got to be truthful. You got to be like Beverly Black. I mean, each time that I've asked her questions, and when this whole process that we've been on, she's answered me succinctly. She's answered me directly. I've not had to do a run around with trying to, like, you know, beg her to give me information or anything like that. I have not played, haven't had to play hide and go seek and begging her, you know, because I'm just telling the truth. Like, this, I mean, there's customers that I've had over the years that I wanted to give them more, stuff that they were actually paying for, but they were so a certain type of way that they were, like, I'm
so elusive.
Yeah. And they're hurting themselves, because there was stuff that there were folks that they actually, if you believe it or not, there was money that was supposed to come to them. And I was literally like, look, all we got to do is file the claim and you get the money. I just need you to do this so we can get the money.
Right,
and
right. Because Wow.
Fought me on, and they fought me on that. I understand, like, you don't want to do business with somebody that you don't have business with, but you have business with me, literally. And you won't let me give you what you're paying me for. That's the only reason why I'm dealing with you. So,
you know,
so,
Elliot. Elliot, let me just say something. You know, this is why we're here on this show, because we have to get rid of the stigma in our community when it comes to having the security of insurance. We got to get rid of that stigma, okay? We look at insurance as a $3,000 to $5,000 policy to throw some dirt on us, and that's it, because our minds have not been open and exposed to legacy. Why do you think Folgers coffee is still around today? Okay, and it was around when Lincoln drank Folgers. Okay. I don't know if he drank Folgers, but I'm just saying
the point is
information that you have that we need when it comes to the preservation of our legacy. And we got to get out of that stigma of not being able to talk business. This is why, I don't know, this show might have to just run. I'm going on a hiatus because I'm a publisher and an author. Elliot, I know you can relate, all the poetry and the books that I've seen you, and you've got seven to 17 different lines of business going on. But let me tell you something. You're not going to find anybody more ethical than this brother right here when it comes to working with him, and especially if you have a legacy that you are trying to preserve and being able to matriculate the landscape when it comes to finances. Y'all heard this man just run it down in the last 15 minutes prior to our outro. Okay, you let loose. Like, you know, when you go see the fireworks and first they start off how our show started off and this and that and the third. But then at the end, those fireworks let loose. Well, J. Elliot Howard just let loose and he dropped the Hope Diamond. If we don't pick it up, that's on us. J. Elliot, give them your contact information once again. We got a flight waiting for us. We got to run to this tarmac. Donald Byrd flight time is about to take us out, y'all.
Okay, all right, let me just say this real quick before I go. Like, I'll say this, Beverly.
Take your time.
You did see the picture I put on the cover page on Elliot Howard on Facebook, right? The shot,
right?
The shot, okay, that was Jerry Elliot Howard Jr.'s shot, the photographer. That was
come
him.
On. Yeah.
That's the and that picture is going to be used as the cover for the next book. I'm just telling you that right now. And I got to say this, because I know my son's going to listen to this at some point in his life. I'm really proud of you, son. You're doing a heck of a job. I love the work that you're doing, and I will forever be your customer. So,
let me tell you something. Before you leave your son, I got some business that I'm going to need photography-wise, because I'm telling you, if y'all go to facebook.com/ Elliot Howard .7. That's ELLIOT Howard .7. And look at this phenomenal shot that his son, Elliot Howard Jr., took. Oh, my goodness. And this is legacy building. Incorporate your children in what you're doing. Incorporate your children in what you're doing. Let me say that one more time, and I'm going to share this picture right now at facebook.com/ Tribe Family Channel. So you definitely have more than one way of getting to the genius of J. Elliot Howard's legacy, okay? This is what we're talking about. We're not building this just to go around in our lifetime. We're talking about generations, okay? Generations. So please, please, let's get ourselves covered. This is no joke. This is for real. This is for real, okay? we're not going to be part of the lawsuits that say, this property or this intellectual property or this book or this picture or this, that, or a third was taken from us and didn't get passed down to our family. We have too many ancestors that have that story. So this is game changing, paradigm shifting. So get with us. Financial Fitness, Jaylee and Howard, Beverly Black. And go ahead and give them your information once again.
All right. So regardless of what state you're in, you want me to be your life insurance agent, this is how you're going to contact me. 281-661-3919. That goes directly to my office desk, okay? So even if you leave a message, I can access those messages, and I will call you back. All right, because we can have the conversation whenever and however you feel comfortable. All right, then if you want to rather email me, my email address is ELLIOT.HOWARD@WSLIFE. Again, that's ELLIOT.HOWARD@WSLIFE.com. And of course, if you're in the Houston area, just come by the office if you want to. That is 1616 BOSS Voss Road, Suite 500, Houston, Texas, 77057.
Wow.
And if you'd rather do it virtually, when you email me or we call, that's what you tell me that you want to do, I can do that too. I guess I will set up a WebEx link. I will send it to you. That's how I did it with Beverly.
Because
God, the good Lord is omnipotent. He can be anywhere at once. That's why God is God. I'm not that.
You're working on his behalf. Because you're a godly man.
I try. I definitely will promise that I will do right by you.
That's right. Well, thank you so much once again. I'm so honored. Now we got this flight waiting on us. Flight time. Donald Byrd is going to take us out. Jaylee and Howard, enjoy your family. Enjoy the rest of this week. We will definitely be in touch because we have always business moving forward and upward to continue doing. And I'm so thankful and grateful to you. And we'll see you next week. Same Tribe Family channel, same Tribe Family number on Financial Fitness. God bless and good night.